Donald Trump, Joe Biden is cognitively impaired, may lead us to World War III. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 24, 2022. Former President Donald Trump said during a Save America rally in North Carolina on Friday that President Joe Biden is cognitively impaired and warned that his leadership might lead the United States into World War III. Trump's comments on Biden's mental capacity came during the end of his rally, when he talked about America being a nation in decline. Trump also delivered the end of his speech with ominous music playing in the background, as he has done at several of his rallies. Trump hit Biden on his failed economic policies, noting a high inflation rate and poor stock market performance. "But now, we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years and where the stock market finished the worst first half of the year since 1872," Trump said. He also called out Biden for promoting the Green New Deal and begging for oil from countries such as Venezuela and Saudi Arabia instead of producing oil domestically. "We are a nation whose leaders are demanding all-electric cars even though they can't go far, cost too much, and whose batteries are produced in China with materials only available in China when unlimited amounts of gasoline are available inexpensively," Trump told the crowd. The former president also faulted Biden for allowing Russia to invade Ukraine, something Trump noted would never have happened if he were still commander-in-chief. He also warned that China might invade Taiwan on Biden's watch. Trump then bashed the FBI for not allowing bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public and promoting the idea that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. After that, Trump slammed Biden's cognitive abilities and warned he might lead the country into World War III. "And we have a president who is cognitively impaired and in no condition to lead our country, which may very well end up in World War III," Trump said. Despite the nation's current state, Trump ended the Save America rally speech on a hopeful note. "We were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again. It was hard-working patriots like you who built this country," he said. "And it is hard-working patriots like you who are going to save our country. We will stand up to the radical left lunatics and the renos. And we will fight for America like no one has ever fought before." Trump continued, "There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot beat. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never ever ever, ever back down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand a chance because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again," Trump said. "We are one movement. One people, one family, and one glorious American nation." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.